When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin records a rare 10-day winning streak as Bitcoin price taps $42,000 ceiling. As you can see here, Bitcoin closed 10 straight green daily candles, which is something it has not achieved since 2012. And as analyst Crypto Capo points out, Bitcoin has confirmed the accumulation range with the break of the $41,000 level. This phase has been a long one, so the markup will probably take it above $100,000 in the coming months. Potential test the $38,000-$39,000 soon, but then we can expect a great bullish season for cryptos. Also in today's show, traders forecast a $3,000 Ethereum price, but derivatives data suggests otherwise. And with the London hard fork now just 5 days away, I'll be breaking down the latest Ethereum technical analysis. Also in today's show, breaking news, $45 billion asset manager GoldenTree has reportedly bought Bitcoin on its balance sheet as the large number of institutions accumulate in BTC continues. This move aims to diversify some of the organization's already existing strategies. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin boom to $700,000 likely amid tidal wave of adoption, predicts Dan Moorhead. That's right, the Pantera Capital founder is anticipating a $700,000 Bitcoin price on the heels of rising adoption rates. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance, he outlines his bullish thesis, saying that the top crypto asset could hit $700K once everyone with a smartphone connects to the Bitcoin network. I'll be breaking down the highlights for you here in today's show. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin shot to new highs of 42,400 this morning on July 31st in a surprise attack on range resistance, which sellers failed to squash. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. This is history in the making as Bitcoin seals 10 green candles for the first time since 2012. That's right. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin gaining for a 10th straight day across exchanges, reaching $42,420 on Bitstamp. Let's go 420 and a subsequent cooling off preserved most of the gains, with Bitcoin circling at about 41,900 at the time of this recording, still up over 8% over the past 24 hours. Now check this out, because this is very rare indeed. They say this hasn't happened since 2012. Bitcoin closing 10 straight green daily candles and shooting for the 11th for today. Let me know if you feel that is likely to happen. And as you know, this is an extremely bullish indicator for the king of all crypto. Even 8 days of consecutive gains are a rarity, while 9 have been only seen twice. And depending upon the exchange, the data can be slightly different. Coinbase saw 12 green candles, one after another, in May 2017. And one Twitter user, Kirby, shared the following: even the entire 2017 bull run, it didn't happen. And someone responded, it did on some exchanges. There's a negative 0.01% red candle candle during May 2017, which was green on Coinbase, for example, ending in 12 greens. So there you have it. Regardless, conspicuous was on one hand Bitcoin's strength, and on the other, the lack of bearish selling pressure. A glance at short activity on major exchange Bitfinex underscored the current mood, with hardly any trader willing to take on the risk of shorting the Bitcoin spot price at current levels, which you can see right here, the Bitcoin shorts on the one-day candle chart. And checking out this tweet from the Wolf of Wall Streets, Scott Melker, Bitcoin just tapped 42,000 as resistance for the first time since the epic drop in May. Time to pay attention. Let's go BTC. As cracks appear in Bitcoin's ceiling, it's about time. Cointelegraph reported that 42,000 represents the final resistance hurdle in Bitcoin's multi-month trading range. Since coming down from all-time highs of around 65,000 and falling through the level, which also represents the previous all-time high from February, it has acted as a de facto unchallenged price ceiling, and this order book data shows little lies in Bitcoin's way. 45,000 or even 47,000 could be easily next, a hypothesis which also is supported by whale investing behavior. And according to the popular and historically accurate Stock the Flow Bitcoin price forecasting models, spot price should still be much higher at around $94,839 as of today, which is Saturday. Nonetheless, its creator Plan B said that a monthly close of at least $47,000 for Bitcoin in August would be enough for progress to remain on track. And if you're not familiar with Stock the Flow X, which is the cross asset model, it predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Stock the Flow in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, traders forecast $3,000 Ethereum price, but derivatives data suggests otherwise. As well as breaking news, $45 billion asset manager Golden Tree has reportedly bought Bitcoin on its balance sheet, as well as Bitcoin boomed to $700,000 likely amid tidal wave of adoption, predicts Dan Moorhead, and even shares when. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin breaking out, up 7% for the day, trading above $41,500. We have Ether up 5%, trading above $2,450. Binance Coin up about 7%, trading at $328. Polkadot up a whopping 11%, trading above $16.42. And Chainlink up 16%, trading at about $22. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ether rallied 35% over the past 10 days and reclaimed the critical $2,300 support, but the crucial $2,450 local top hasn't been tested since June 17th. Part of the recent recovery can be attributed to the London hard fork, which is now only 5 days away, scheduled to go live on August 4th. How many of you are excited for the London hard fork? Let me know in the comments below. Traders and investors view this EIP 1559 launch as a bullish factor for the Ethereum price because it's expected to reduce gas fees. However, Ether miners are not thrilled with the proposal because of the proof-of-work model will no longer be necessary after Ether 2.0 goes live. The network fees will automatically be set, and although users can choose to pay extra for faster confirmation, miners or validators in the future will receive this additional fee, but the base fee will be burned. In a nutshell, Ether is expected to become deflationary, more like a store of value, like Bitcoin. Just note, Bitcoin is the hardest form of sound money to ever exist. There is a limited supply, which is hard capped at 21 million. On the other hand, Ethereum has no hard cap, limited supply, so it's not the same, even though they're becoming more like a deflationary asset. Now check this out. You can see how bullish this Ethereum chart is looking as the ascension in price continues. While it's difficult to identify the main drivers of this recent rally, it is possible to gauge professional trader sentiment by analyzing derivative metrics. If the recent price move was enough to instill confidence, the futures contracts premium and option skew should clearly reflect this change. By analyzing the price differences between the futures contracts and regular spot markets, one can better understand the prevalent sentiment among professional traders. The three-month futures should trade with a 6 to 14% annualized premium on neutral to bullish markets, which is in line with stablecoin's lending rate. By postponing settlement, sellers demand a higher price, and this causes the premium. Whenever the futures premium fades or turns negative, it raises an alarming red flag. The situation is also known as backwardation and indicates that there is bearish sentiment. As you can see right here, it shows you the September Ether futures premium at OKEX, which flipped negative on July 20th as Ether tested that $1,750 support. However, even after a massive rally up to $2,450, it wasn't enough to bring the September contract premium above 1.3%, which is equivalent to 8%. annualized. Had there been some excitement, the annualized futures premium would have been at 12% or higher. Therefore, the stance of professional traders seems neutral right now and is flirting with bearishness. To exclude externalities exclusive to futures instruments, traders should also analyze the options markets. So let's break it down. Whenever market makers and whales lean bullish, they will demand a higher premium on call buy options. This move will cause 25% delta skew indicator to shift negatively. But on the other hand, whenever the downside protection put option is more costly, the 25% delta skew indicator will become positive. As you can see right here, you're looking at the Ether 1 month options, 25% delta skew. Readings between negative 10% and positive 10% are usually deemed neutral. The indicator has been signaling fear between May 20th and July 19th, but quickly improved after the $1,750 support held. Now, despite this, the current 25% delta skew at negative 4 isn't enough to configure a greed indicator. Options market pricing is currently well balanced between call and sell options. Now, both derivatives metrics suggest that professional traders gradually exited the fear mode on July 20th, but they are nowhere near bullish. Currently, there is little confidence in the recent rally from these metrics perspective, which is understandable considering the risk presented by the upcoming London hard fork and the uncertainty caused by unsatisfied miners. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum? In yesterday's episode, I shared a $14,000 Ethereum price prediction. And in the previous episode, I shared an $18,000 Ethereum price prediction at this cycle top. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, $45 billion asset manager GoldenTree has reportedly bought Bitcoin on its balance sheet, as well as Bitcoin boom to $700,000 likely amid tidal wave of adoption, predicts Dan Moorhead and shares when. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting back above $1.6 trillion with $85 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 48.1%, with the Ether dominance at 17.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have NEO leading the pack, up 36% for the day and 52% for the week, trading just above $46. Thor Chain up 20% for the day and 71% for the week, trading at $6.41. And QTUM up 17% for the day and over 25% for the week, trading at $7.65. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have Flow down 3%, trading at $24. And below that is all stable coins, because the majority of the top cryptos are currently pumping and in the green. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators, we're finally back in greed, rated a 60. It's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Yesterday was a 53 neutral, last week a 22 in extreme fear, and last month a 28 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. GoldenTree Asset Management, a U.S. asset management giant with $45 billion in assets under management, has reportedly purchased portions of the primary crypto. This move aims to diversify some of the organization's already existing strategies. Founded over two decades ago, GoldenTree is an asset manager headquartered in New York City with offices in numerous other important financial cities such as London, Singapore, Tokyo, and Sydney, Australia. And according to the report by The Street, the institution has dipped its toes in the crypto industry by purchasing an undisclosed amount of Bitcoin. That's right, we don't know how much Bitcoin they actually purchased yet at this time. But citing two sources familiar with this matter, the coverage indicating that putting Bitcoin on its balance sheet will work as a diversifier for the broad mix of debt-focused strategies it has run for years. And furthermore, GoldenTree has reportedly had internal discussions to establish a dedicated team responsible for its cryptocurrency investments. And with GoldenTree, the number of large asset managers showing an appetite for Bitcoin keeps growing as the domino effect of institutions continues. The most prominent name has to be BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager, which dabbled with Bitcoin through the CME and reported gains of $360,000 in April of this year. That's right, BlackRock is the largest asset manager in the world, which currently controls over $9 trillion in assets under management. Another major player is StoneRidge, which also has trillions of dollars of assets under management. And as you can see in this headline from Forbes, StoneRidge reveals $115 million Bitcoin investment as part of a $1 billion spinoff. So you can see this mass adoption continuing. The trend has expanded outside the US as well, with Israeli company Ashular Shaham buying Bitcoin through the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin boomed to $700,000 likely amid tidal wave of adoption, predicts Dan Moorhead, and even shares when. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 860 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsjess.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help support the channel and to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including weekends just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Pantera Capital founder Dan Moorhead is anticipating a $700,000 Bitcoin price on the heels of rising adoption rates. That's right, launched in 2013. Pantera Capital is a crypto asset management firm that currently oversees more than $2.8 billion in assets. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance Live, Moorhead outlines his bullish thesis, saying that the top crypto asset could hit $700,000 once everyone with a smartphone connects to the Bitcoin network. Quoting him right here, "We did a study showing the number of people using Bitcoin over the years and the price of Bitcoin. Both of those data series went up by an order of magnitude every 2 years. If that kept going, that would put Bitcoin at $700,000 when everybody with a smartphone uses it. 10 years time is a reasonable forecast." So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Dan Moorhead that the Bitcoin price can reach $700,000 within the next decade. Personally, I feel that's extremely conservative. I'm predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. In the last 10 days, Bitcoin has rallied nearly 40% from its lows of just under 30,000. I think the low is currently 28,800 in that ballpark. And with the price of Bitcoin currently sitting just under 42,000, according to CoinGecko, Bitcoin would require a 1,570% appreciation to hit Moorhead's target of $700,000 per BTC. And according to data from Glassnode Analytics, Bitcoin has experienced a 41% decline in active entities since January. And in the past week, however, the number of active entities shot up by 30%, as they share right here in this tweet. Bitcoin has seen a resurgence in active entities over the past week, rising by 30% from 250,000 to 325,000 active entities per day. This degree of activity was sustained in July 2020, when Bitcoin prices were around 11,300 in quarter two of 2020, which you can see right here in this chart. It shows July 2020 price 11,300, and then November, December of 2020, the price 18,500. Then we had a 41% negative decline in active entities since January of this year, which shows 30% increase since July's lows just here recently, which is definitely a bullish indicator. Glassnode defines active entities as the number of unique entities that were active either as a sender or receiver. Moorhead predicts that Bitcoin will resume its bullish trend in the midterm due to a variety of fundamental catalysts. Quoting Moorhead right here, "I think the macro story is so positive. There is so much money being printed and so many institutions are coming into the space that over the next 12 months, the markets are going to resume their rally." I agree 100%. I'm extremely bullish on the king of all crypto, and I'm predicting a minimal of a $200,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year. When everybody with a smartphone starts to adopt the king of all crypto, a $700,000 Bitcoin price is inevitable. The only real question is, when will it happen? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show: Bitcoin records a rare 10-day winning streak as the Bitcoin price taps a $42,000 ceiling. As you can see here, Bitcoin closed 10 straight green daily candles, and we're shooting for the 11th today. Also in today's show, traders forecast $3,000 Ethereum price, but derivatives data suggests otherwise, as well as breaking news of $45 billion asset manager GoldenTree has reportedly bought Bitcoin on its balance sheet, as well as Bitcoin boom to $700,000 likely amid tidal wave of adoption, predicts Dan Moorhead. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?